Vinny, first of all, presumably there was a great feeling amongst the players after that win against Brentford, but then obviously you got a lot that went off and jetted away on international duty. Did that kind of come at the wrong time for you in a way? Would you have preferred to have kept that positivity and kept the momentum going if you could?
No, I don't really think there's a good or a bad time. I think it's good that we won the game. But as well, it's really clear now. There's 9 games left. It's a run till the end of the season, and to build up that energy also mentally, physically, and go into that run of games, you know, we'll see. Maybe it's not the worst thing. I mean, we're very focused on the games ahead now.
You mentioned that 9 games before and said it's going to be a bit like having 9 cup finals.
Yeah.
Did you change your approach at all because of that?
I don't think I said that. Do you know why?
Were you misquoted?
Because it's so cliche, I tried to actually not say it. But it's absolutely true. 9 yeah. cup finals. I've said it now. But it is of that importance. But I have to say that for us, I think the feeling has been like this already for a while. I don't think... you know, with like the Chelsea game, you play against a top team, but it's not a luxury game for us. They're all important games in terms of getting points. And, you know, we saw the feeling that it gives you when you do achieve it. The West Ham game was unfortunate, but in terms of where we're at the moment, is we hope we can keep getting results.
How do you then take that positivity from that feeling, that winning feeling against Brentford and harness it now for pushing it through into the rest of these games now, do you reckon?
No, I think in tough times we've always remained strong and we've always kept the belief. So all of a sudden when you have a win, I hope that kind of encourages that. We're not really a team that's too phased by we're not a roller coaster team, I don't think, not at least not emotionally. So I feel pretty confident that win or lose, we're always able to get back on track. But it's about winning at the moment.
Obviously, a lot was made in terms of the keeper selection and bringing Muric back in. What are your thoughts now in terms of your selection process going forward? You said it's a great luxury to have 2 great keepers. So what's in your mind in terms of what you will be thinking about for that selection in future?
No, it's not too difficult. You say a lot has been made. From my side, nothing has been made out of it. It's 2 very good goalkeepers, and it's all about the team right now. I think every decision that we make is for one goal and one goal only, and it's to stay up. So there's really nothing else that comes into play at the moment.
In terms of Chelsea, been a strange kind of a season for them, but they seem to be getting a lot of good results in recent weeks and months. What do you make of how they're evolving under Maurizio Pochettino?
But it's a young team, so the one guarantee you have with young players is that they will always get better. So for them to finish stronger than they started, it makes absolute sense. It's kind of almost a natural process that they're going through, and yeah, it's a team with a lot of very good prospects for the future. Of course, they have the pressure of results always, but in our case, I mean, you know, it's no different for us. We have a young team as well and the same need for results.
Just one last one from me. It's another big important game going on Sunday. I'm sure you'll probably be keeping an eye on with 2 old friends of yours in mm-hmm. Pep and Mikel going head-to-head. In terms of their characters, obviously, great friends previously, but great rivals now. What do you think their processes will be like in preparing for a massive game like this?
You know what I think of the characters. They're awesome people and representing 2 great clubs. I have my favourites, of course. But I think you'll have to understand as well, I can't be the pundit on this one. We have 2 important of a game ourselves, and that's the only thing I'm concerned with.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think it's fair to say it's an unusual Premier League season, isn't it, with points deductions and all that goes along with it. Do you have an idea of what you're going to need to stay up points-wise, or is it always going to have a little asterisk next to it saying dependent on points deductions?
Look, as long as... that are things I can't control, so I don't focus on it. The only thing, as long as it's not a referee or VAR decision that gets in the way of us getting points, I'm pretty much, it's none of my business. And I'm pretty much about what my team has to do. So yeah, from the things I can't control, these are not the things I'm concerned with.
So if you take the points deduction situations out of it, can you look at previous seasons for what teams have stayed up with to set, not necessarily a target, but a benchmark at least?
I don't know. I haven't looked past it. I know we have to win. That's the only thing I know. And each and every game, that's the only goal I will have. Everything else, it's hard enough to do the job than that you have to bring in so much external context and factors. And that's probably one side of the job that you guys are much better at than I am. My only concern is, what have we got to do to get points on the board in the next game and the following game and so on?
34 is the lowest I think a team stayed up within a 20-team Premier League season.
I told you, you're better at it than I am.
I'll take that as a compliment, thank you.
Yeah.
To get another 17 points to reach that 34 when you've got 17 already, is that a very tall order? People from the outside looking in might say you've only got 17 from the games you've played so far. It's too big an ask. Do you ignore that? Is that something you can use as fuel? Is it an incentive maybe that people write you off?
I think it's almost the nature of my job as a footballer and as a manager now to ignore this. Absolutely. And I've already said it before, but it puts things into context. I'll keep repeating it because whenever statistic gets brought up, I think it's important. Like I said, there's 250 million players who play football in the world. 250 million, right? So that means that in this room, there's maybe a few of you who've dreamt of having a career, and yet there's only, what, 400 or 500 players who make it into the Premier League? What's the odds of that? What would the data tell you of the odds when you want to play in the Premier League, to arrive in the Premier League when you're a young kid? So I think we're part of a select group of people who've already defied the odds just by being there. And therefore, why would we all of a sudden now, you know, make it the most important part of what we do every day? It's true, it's a factor, but it's irrelevant in how we work towards the next games.
Does it make it more precious, though, that so few people get to do it?
Yeah, definitely. It should do, anyway. And that is a very good angle to take on it, because do we always appreciate, you know, how many have not done it, have not achieved it? How many have sacrificed so much and fallen short? That many, you know, sacrifice careers, education, time with the family, time with the friends, and absolutely got nothing out of the game. So then when you have a chance to be in the game, it's another reason not to concern yourself with external factors as data, like you mentioned, that in that sense, you know, for us, it's only, you've got to do the best you can every single day, because it's a duty to do so for me when you're in this game.
I know I've heard you many times talk about players learning from this experience. How much are you learning? Because obviously you'll have faced adversity in life and in your career before, but I think being at this end of the table is at least relatively new to you.
Yeah, but my mentality is not necessarily, you know, my mentality, I hope that when I'm at the age of Roy Hodgson, like I faced him this season, you know, that I'd still be able to tell you that I'm still learning and I'm still improving. That's just something that is always there. I think it's also something that lives in the building. You know, we want to perform, but we also want to improve every day. So this is for us not something to shy away from. You know, it's something to turn into a strength. And I think you can. Definitely, if in your mindset, you've always got like a little bit of a bigger drive, right? You know, my ambition for this club doesn't stop at after the next 9 games, if that makes sense. It's continuous.
Is there we talked last season quite a lot about the bigger picture and developing players and making them better and thinking about not just one season, but multiple seasons. Does that remain, even though there is uncertainty about where you'll be playing next season division-wise?
Yeah, I mean, no. There is. I wouldn't say that there is no uncertainty. I think we started the season with just two very clear scenarios. We could be in the Premier League and we could be in the Championship. And I think we worked everything around those two scenarios. So there's it's not like there's a surprise around the corner, whether we stay up or whether any other scenario happens. That's not the case. I think there's consistency and for us now, the bigger picture is not necessarily what we need to talk about. It's the next game. The bigger picture, we speak about it in January, or we speak about it in the summer during pre-season. Once we've got that boxed off, we focus on the next game, which is now Chelsea.
And on the medium-sized picture, how hard is it when it's an international break, keeping tabs on everybody and keeping your fingers crossed that they're all going to come back okay, and indeed continue, you know, good performances with their nation?
Well, look, we've been lucky. No one picked up anything on international duty. There was a bit of a scare with one of the players, but in the end, for us, it's been a positive international break, so we can look forward to the next game.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Matt?
Hi, Vinny. I know you're not getting drawn into the situations at Everton and Forest, but from your point of view, is there a concern that this could go beyond the season with the appeals process?
Honestly, I don't know. I'd love to drag Matt Williams in front of you guys or ask the chairman to deal with this. I have absolutely no clue. And literally that will remain until the last game of the season.
In terms of injuries, how's that looking? Did the international break come at a good time to clear up some issues maybe?
On that side, yes, you could say. But then there's obviously this week where we have three games. So still we'll have to assess a few players and make decisions. But in that sense, yes.
You out without Fofana, how much of a miss will he be?
Yeah, well, look, he scored a lot of goals in a very short period of time. So that's crucial for us. But there's another game on Tuesday. And there's another game after that, so he'll be available for all these other games.
I'm sure about James Trafford as well, he's been called up to the England senior squad. How much of a boost was that for him, especially coming, you know, after being dropped from Munich?
Yeah, we're very proud of it as a club to ever play in the England senior team. I don't think there's a greater honour for a club, you know. But I've told you this so many times about the fact that he will be a very, very good goalkeeper for England. But, you know, at this moment in time, we only take it as a positive, and everything else is just for him to keep progressing and keep fighting for his spot.
Thank you.